Blaze, good morning.
Good morning, Annie.
So we're on the same page. Could you just give us a snapshot of what Gonski 2.0 is?
Yeah, right. Okay. So basically, for a very long time, for decades in Australia, we didn't have a consistent school funding allocation in Australia. So the way governments allocated funding for schools was all over the place. There was no consistency to it. And then basically what happened is in 2011, the Rudd government the Gillard government released a report by David Gonski called the Gonski Report. And then there was this Gonski funding model, which was meant to treat all schools equally. So there's going to be this consistent funding formula. But then what happened over time is when that was actually implemented by the Labor government, it wasn't actually applied consistently to all schools. So what the Turnbull government's trying to do now is to apply that formula completely consistently to all schools. Now, with that formula, it basically means that a lot of schools get a lot of extra funding compared to what they were getting before. And that's why it results in a massive increase in taxpayer funding for schools over the next 10 years.
And what sort of arguments are being made for this nationalised education reform?
Well, I think the main point here is that on principle, school funding should be needs-based. That is, you know, richer schools on average should tend to get a bit less, poorer schools on average should tend to get a bit more, and that all schools should be treated the same according to one funding formula. So, I mean, from that perspective, what the government's doing does make sense in that we're moving towards one consistent, transparent allocation of school funding from the federal level.
And how do you personally believe Gonski 2.0 would impact Australian education, though?
Well, it's very hard to tell, actually, because basically Gonski 2.0 involves a huge amount of extra funding, so it's $23.5 billion over the next 10 years. But there's no evidence to suggest that's actually going to improve school outcomes, because over the past 10 years, we've had this massive increase in per-student spending. And while that's happened, Australia's international literacy and numeracy results have actually gone down. So we've gone backwards in spite of all the increased spending. So there's no evidence to suggest that all this extra money in schools is actually going to improve student outcomes. So it's hard to tell whether this is actually going to result in better student results is anyone's guess.
And what sort of alternative reforms would you propose?
Well, I think there's certainly a lot of changes which can be made to the current Gonski funding model. Rather than moving to a whole new model, one possibility is to simply reform it. So the fundamental problem with the Gonski school funding model is that there's all this extra funding for disadvantaged students, but the criteria for disadvantage is really expanded so much that it applies to most students. So actually, as it happens, there's all this extra funding for schools which have disadvantaged students, but then the majority of Australian school students are considered disadvantaged and get extra funding. So I mean, that obviously means the school funding model is a lot more expensive than it has to be. It's not actually evidence-based. It's not financially viable in the long term. So there really should be a review of the school funding model to tighten that criteria for disadvantage so that the money actually goes to the schools which need it most. So that's probably the most obvious, probably easiest thing to do, working within the constraint of the current school funding model to improve Gonski 2.0.
And have there been examples of similar systems overseas and have they been effective?
Yeah, there's been a wide variety of systems overseas. So one particular system which a lot of people suggest might actually be more effective is what's known as a school voucher scheme. So basically under a voucher scheme, which is in place in countries like Chile and Sweden, a number of states in the US have this as well, is basically each parent gets a voucher and it's generally means tested, which they can then use to spend on any school they want. So the funding is entirely per student and it follows the child wherever the child happens to go to school. So that's a lot more, I suppose that's a more transparent, simpler, in many ways, I guess, a more effective way of trying to allocate government funding for schools, because I suppose that's based on the principle that in general, parents are probably best able to decide what type of school is best for their child. And there isn't a one-size-fits-all approach which you can have in the government system. So that's one approach. Another, I think, thing Australia should really look at is trying to decentralise school funding. So there's many places around the world, for example, Canada, where there is no federal Department of Education. It's just left up to the individual states and territories. And I think there's a lot of evidence to suggest that the more decentralised school funding is, the better the allocation is according to need, because the people making the allocation are closer to the actual schools. So that's one option I think Australia should really look at, is transferring all school funding responsibilities to the states and territories.
So you've kind of given us a couple of suggestions there. Some is to, you know, reform Gonski in a simpler way, and then others is to go a complete opposite direction. Is there kind of any movement in any political parties to go this way, or is it mainly focused on Gonski and sort of reforming that at the moment?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good point, actually. I mean, at the moment, I think you'll find that both sides of politics are all into basically various ideas of Gonski. So Gonski's become this magic word in education where it's sort of a symbol of good education and funding for education, which is appropriate. So, I mean, at this stage, it seems that both sides of politics, on the federal level at least, appear pretty focused on just trying to improve the Gonski school funding model. But that being said, I think in the long term, I think what we're seeing is that there is a lot of tension between the federal government and state governments over school funding. We go through these battles and the blame game every single year. So I think as that continues, there's going to be growing momentum transfer school funding responsibilities to the state, so that we can end the blame game and have school funding which is better allocated according to local need.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Blaise, to have a bit of a chat about this. We really appreciate you making the time.
Great. Thanks very much, Annie.